The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show with number one. So
you're listening to a hotel episode with Todd Glass and his guest, Chris James, or known as Christopher James by some. We're high top of the Hyatt during the Montreal Comedy Festival, room 518. He knows it. And the music drifts off. Wow, it cannot get any more peaceful than this. I don't think that I need to do an opening to this, because this is sort of the opening. Here's the deal. There is no show today, but and that doesn't happen that often. In the history of the podcast, it's literally happened. Yeah, I always feel guilty, because I know people rely on it. It's the only thing that, you know, you told me, Chris, it's the only thing that gets you through. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You said it's like, you know, you're looking at me like, did I say that?
Well, I'm just wondering what you want me to say.
No. Oh, right. Yeah. Where do you want me to take this? So anyway, but I don't have a show that often. But by the way, I told Chris, I'm like, let's just go upstairs to set the scene. It's broad daylight outside, but we got the room pretty dark here in the hotel. I lit a candle. And we both smoked, we had some fresh air. I don't have a show till midnight, literally. So I don't have to say literally. And Chris, your show's not till 10:30, right?
10:30, yeah.
So we're like, we have nowhere to be. Let's try to just go upstairs and do whatever we do. So first out of the bat, Whoopi Goldberg's memorial. I go right to very intense stuff. So everything's fine, and we're having a good time, and that's it. So that was our show.
You're ending it.
Yeah, that's it.
We didn't talk about anything.
That's enough. That's all people want. About what? Do you really think that it's too short? Hold on, let me shut the music off. Well, let me shut it off. Let me shut the music off. I'm sorry.
We should do maybe 12, 13 more seconds or so of
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Like so that good. so now it's good. Is that good?
No. Maybe should we?
Oh no.
Should we cover?
Oh, if you want to talk a little more, I'm sorry. I thought that was all we were going to do. I'm sorry, but have you been enjoying the festival?
I don't know.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks a lot. That's the show.
I can do a Jake.
You do a Jake Adams impersonation? Because you know he's listening, driving in the car.
Absolutely.
Right now he's swerving all over the road. Oh my God, I think now I know what the listeners feel like. He is loving it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I can do it.
You do an impersonation of him?
Yeah, and a serious one too.
No, potato salad though. I don't need him. He's driving in this car right now. You know Jake, he's driving down the street like
with not a care
in the world.
Pull over, tell him.
His probably hair's flopping all over the place. He's driving down the street listening to Bill Burr. Laughing hysterically, driving his black Prius through the dark nights.
Yeah.
And then we come on. He goes, let me see what Todd did without me there.
He came on after Bill Burr?
He changed it. Yeah, he was listening to Bill Burr.
Yeah.
You know, our comedian that he likes. Bill Burr would definitely be on his list of his favorite.
I just saw him in the elevator.
I know you did.
Yeah. Is that why you thought of him?
It is why I thought of Bill Burr, and I thought about something about, we mentioned like guys last night like Bill Burr or... even though always don't agree with him socially, but like Nick DiPaola, like all the guys that are very aggressive on stage, a lot of the times, but I think there's some truth to it, are always sweet and nice. Mm-hmm. Like when you're around those guys, they're not a negative energy. But then there's comedians that are happy on stage, maybe if it's fake happiness, but when they're around, it's more of they complain, but in a ruin the night way complaining. Those guys complain in a way that just makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. If you can either complain where you annoy people, or you luck out and you're funny, so you can complain, but still you're a pleasure to be around.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe they're doing the exact same thing, but one of them is doing it in an entertaining way.
Yeah, or maybe one of them is not complaining about, I don't know. I do think it's interesting, and I'm not just saying it, because we listed a lot of comedians. And of course, I'll mention the ones that are... I'm saying positive things about but then there were a few that were like, yeah, then they have this act up on stage. But then off stage, they're not so, they're not as sweet as the other people.
I mean, you know, they always say that the thing they go back to is always those, like the really, like Vince Champ, the really polite, you know, they have the really squeaky clean image and then oftentimes they're the scariest people.
Sometimes, yeah. Who is Vince Champ?
He's a guy.
I think it's okay.
He went to the college campuses. He was a rape. As Norm Macdonald said, his gimmick was he was a rapist.
It's a hell of a gimmick. That's
what he says. Not a great gimmick. But yeah, he had a squeaky clean act. But offstage was.
You know what it is? It's not people that are squeaky clean. Like, it's when you're a parody of squeaky clean. Because there's guys that we know that, by the way. Some of them are some of my favorite comedians. Brian Regan, no. But it's not he never lectures. He just Brian Regan's whole attitude towards it, that's just what I do. Like, there's some of his favorite comedians are like twisted or demented. Mm-hmm. He loves all types of comedy. I fell into this.
Yeah.
He just fell into that. But when to me, that's not a parody of clean. You know, there's still guts there, but you're right. When it's this over the top, well, it's funny we mentioned this while the whole Bill Cosby thing's going on, but you know, but anyway, so we were talking about
Jake. I could do a Jake.
Jake. But I do want to go back and talk about, to me, what became more interesting than the Bill Cosby thing, and I do think it still is interesting to talk about, was the Whoopi Goldberg Bill Cosby phenomenon that came on. That's what I think is interesting to talk about.
Her blindly supporting him.
But let's go back to Jake, because now picture Jake driving his car. Now he's like, oh my God, I thought, because the way Todd is, he might not have gone back to that bit. Oh. But then we get back to it. He just listened enough. He's about ready to put on, like, you know, maybe
he pulled over, and then he was waiting for a bit, and then he said, oh, fuck. They're not going to do it.
Pull over, Jake. Jake.
I swear we're getting to it.
And I don't want to be responsible because you think, all right, I get it, pull over. But then you start driving and you're spinning all over the road.
Honestly,
you know, your car flips upside down because you thought we were just saying it ironically. Like, you're going to laugh so hard you're going to crash. We're about to. We need you to pull over, Jake.
It's going
to
be exciting.
Jake, pull over.
Jake knows. He's heard me do the impression. He knows.
And I know. And I feel like he's not pulling over, and I feel like he's giggling a little bit. Yeah. But we need Jake.
It's not a fucking joke, Jake.
Should we explain to the audience that next week Jake is taking a trip? It doesn't matter, but it will help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jake is taking a road trip, and we know he's going to be listening to this on his road trip. Mm-hmm. He's going to start in Los Angeles, and he's going to go through San Francisco and then Portland, or if it's the other way around, making his way up to Vancouver, and he's going to be staying with you, right?
That's right, yeah.
And that's Chris James. Yeah. So he's in the car, I surmise, I'm hoping.
I just thought it would be a nice thing to have. I'll let him, he's a good up-and-coming comic. I said, I'll let him stay at my apartment, you know, and he'll cover the rent for the time he stays there.
Oh, I don't think he knew that.
He doesn't know that?
Potato. Wait, this is why we're glad I have a safe word. Potato salad. Yes. I'm telling you the truth. But, he's finding this out right now.
I guess.
I think he thought, out of the kindness of your heart,
he thought he's going to come to stay for free at a place.
Well, can I tell you this?
Where was he raised?
No.
You didn't show up at
he doesn't. Comedians do that for you.
You pay for where you live, right?
All right, Chris.
I'm not trying to be confrontational.
No, you're not at all. You're not at all. You're just. I just want to help understand something. You might just
Is he kind of a rich guy, Jig? He's good.
No, you're heading in the.
What?
I love this character because he blames everybody, but maybe he's got to relook at it differently. He's trying to learn where he was wrong. Is he rich? Because he's stupid. He's rich. No. Let's go back to the bit here.
Yeah.
Me, I yell at. Comedians do that for each other sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll stay like, hey, you're in my city, I'll stay with you. So it is common. And if you ever were visiting L.A., that's when Jake gets the opportunity to go.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I stayed with him when I was there, yeah.
All right, did he charge you rent?
Obviously, no. I was there,
okay, so why would you charge? He's by the way, right now, not only did he pull over on the side of the road,
yeah.
And this is sad because I'm picturing it, he just got off the exit and made a U-turn.
No,
Jake, pull over again. We can fix this.
Yeah.
Now there's a cop looking at him. Why is he making... No, hold on. You pay your rent anyway. Now it's going to be bad energy.
I don't pay my rent. My mom pays my rent.
Let me pause this. I want to pause this because I think I should talk to you off the podcast, but I'm going to let you do what you want. You're a full-grown adult.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So let me just pause it for a second and we'll turn it back on, okay?
No,
be an asshole. So anyway, Jake's
coming to stay out with me, which is super exciting.
Right.
And,
you're cool with that?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to pay anything for it, obviously.
Oh, so you were just kidding around.
That was an absolute joke, right? Yeah.
I think I wasn't tired of it the other way. I ended it, but it was fun to keep going the other way. I'm the one who put a pause to it.
Yeah.
No, the whole making Jake think he's on the side of the road, like when we're arguing back and forth. What I did, I took the bit this way. I did really pause the phone, and then I said, just all of a sudden, get agreeable as soon as we come back. Like, something happened. We paused it, but I don't think it sold well. So anyway, back to that. So you do it in person, Jake.
Yeah, I do.
Now listen, we get it. We just did a bit. Mm-hmm. Jake knows he's staying with you for free. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. So, but Jake, pull over because we're about. Jake, I don't know what to do, but I feel like with my brother and his diet, like I can't ask him anymore to. You know, like, hey, are you on your diet? Because then people get pissed at you. Like you're getting pissed right now. You're like, all right, you need to pull over.
And if you're pulled over already, then drive and then pull over again.
Yeah, pull over again. We're going to go right to it. Pull over. Look for somewhere safe.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I didn't say keep driving and with a big grin on your face. No, I know what he's doing. I'm picturing it, and I know he's not pulling over, and I don't think I've heard this. Is this the impersonation you did for me last night?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he knows that you do bits like this. So he's thinking to himself, on the podcast. So he's thinking to himself, oh, this is a funny bit. And he's thinking somehow he's adding to the bit by not pulling over.
You're not
adding to the
bit, Jake. You're being a bully.
Yeah. We want you to pull over so we can do it. And we only have a certain amount of time before we have to go do our shows. So if you could just...
Can I tell you, I get a sense he pulled over. And now he's laughing hard because he literally pulled over.
Yeah.
He knows he pulled over.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? How did they know I literally pulled over? Well, he rationalized it because he had to get gas anyway. So he pulled over. You know, he'd probably run and get a Slurpee.
But he's got a half a tank.
He's got a half a tank.
Actually,
he didn't really need it. He doesn't want to admit it. No, I didn't pull over.
He's saying it's really good.
But we're about to do an impersonation for you right now. This is you doing him, right?
So this is Chris...
I'll talk about a tease.
Yeah.
When we come back.
I like it.
When we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to, even, this is no show, folks. And this is.
Can you imagine?
This is a no show to me. And even I think to myself, this is good for no show.
A lot of people put this out as a show.
Yes.
You won't. You wouldn't.
No, you're serious. They would put this with, oh, okay, totally. Here's our show, everybody.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For what? Yeah. People, this is no show to me.
You don't take it seriously if you do that. But this is very good for no show.
Well, somebody tomorrow, maybe these podcasts, you know, somebody they meet at the water cooler. Okay. Hey, how about Todd Glass? That show wasn't too good last night. And the other person goes,
It
wasn't a show.
What are you talking about?
That was him not having a show. Yeah. I thought for no show, it was very actually good.
Yeah, almost a show.
Are you judging it? He said he didn't have a show. Did you hear the opening?
Yeah, he said he didn't have a show, and then he arguably had almost a show.
Yeah, I was like, if that's no show, like, that's a fucking treat. I wish some people's shows were as good as his no show.
Absolutely.
This is not a show, folks. If you're going to keep listening to it, you must turn it off. If you're going to go, all right, it's a show, it's a joke. No, this is an apology. This is me in the room with a good friend of mine saying, let's do something.
People think because of the length, maybe they say, this is a show now because of the length. But mm-hmm. that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. So when we come back, we'll be back with an impersonation of...
And by the way, some people are going to get messed up. They're going to think that he's been here the whole time. And then
To George Carlin, he's
to
not
George
here.
Carlin, he's Jake's not here. Here. He's in his car. He's going to roll around once more when it's done.
It's gonna roll around again when it does. That old wheel. It's a great song. Everything will come around again. You'll get another chance. We're back, and we teased you with this before we went. Right, until you die. Well, then, you know, maybe you get to nourish a plant.
Oh.
That your good energy would nourish a plant, and it would be the most beautiful plant in the world, and you came back and... You got a second chance with your energy doing something good in another life.
I like that. That's very positive.
Well, that's why in prison, even if you're going to be there for your whole life, I think people that better themselves in prison,
like they
people
learn
do that.
Yeah,
people
do
that. Like, that's incredible. That's miraculous. You know, so maybe that all they can do really, you know, is just try to not have that negative energy be in the world anymore. That's all you could do at that point. And you still have to live with what you did, atrocious as it might have been. I get it. I hope I would never have to do anything. I mean, because that is incredible that somebody, because that's really all you can do. You know what I mean? Is just go, can I not, while I'm here, I already did something. And people do that. Mm-hmm. Miraculous people in prison that turn their lives around.
Because you think about, I've done things not like that, but even those are hard to, you know what I mean? Sometimes you do things that you just feel such guilt about, and you harbor that guilt. And imagine, not only that, but you're confronted with it every day. You wake up and you're in prison for the horrible thing you did.
You know, I know this is easier for me to say than, we've talked about this on the show before, but like, I really like that, you know, anytime somebody like, you know, that they don't have to be our forgotten people. And people love to go, well, what if you had a nephew or a daughter or somebody that got murdered, or, you know, I would imagine, if I'm a pretty good guesser, I'd fucking fantasize everything to kill that person. Mm-hmm. And so when I see people that do that, I understand it. It's not like, what are you so angry about? I'm not a fucking monster.
Yeah.
But maybe it's our job, the people that aren't as connected, to do what ends that type of behavior. It's not their, maybe it's their job to be angry. And by the way, there are people that have their atrocious things done to family members that, you know, I saw an interviewer once ask somebody this. So, you know, so you totally forgive that person. And the person said, I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, but no, I've learned to, because that, you know, the old cliche that it will, not cliche, but like, you know, that'll, you can't live with that type of anger. It'll eat your guts away.
It does make you feel better to forgive people. I've experienced it myself.
Even on a small note.
On a small note, it makes you feel better, where you harbor this resentment towards someone and you think, oh, this is making me feel good. I mean, you know, I'm angry at this person, and you embrace the anger, but then you know, I've had somebody who's, yeah, like a situation with a girlfriend, you know, and where somebody's done something, and then as soon as I forgave them, I immediately felt better.
Right, really, and this did. Is on, and this is just so we know, because I wouldn't want anyone to listen to think that even me is having a light conversation about how easy it would be if, God forbid, someone you love got brutally murdered, that you go, oh, you have to forgive. No, it's a fucking journey. And the people who make it, that's why they're miraculous, because you're like, how the fuck did you get there? How, who are you? Mm-hmm. Who are you that can let in the name? And then you get to, there, nothing is perfect. Your life has been fucked forever. You're just trying to make it as good as it can be after it's been fucking shredded to fuck. What's the most I could do if I don't want to kill myself and I want to go on?
To feel the most content and happy in my life.
To somehow go to a place of forgiveness, and you can't fake that. You have to figure out a way you're going to do it, and it's hard. That's why those people are miraculous. And then I saw this story. This goes full circle about an email that I got, as far as me talking about this in the past. I'm just refreshing you and other people. A woman that got her daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and that drunk driver was in prison. And she sent her a letter, the mother of the kid that got killed, after, like, I think it was like 3 or 4 years, the gist of it. And the person didn't answer. So they asked when they were both on Oprah a while back, why did you not respond to her mother? She wrote a kind letter. She goes, because I couldn't face what I had done. And so they now is this a one in a million person? No, it's not a one in a million. There's miraculous people out there, but it's certainly extraordinary, and it's extraordinary to be learned. So she tours with the person now. She wrote her in prison. She started visiting her, and she said, I just woke up one day and went, that's me in there. She, in her case, she had said she had, someone could do this even if they hadn't, but I had drank and drove, she said. When I was younger. Now, even if you hadn't, I'm sure this woman still would have found a way, but her way to forgiveness was that she even thought about that. She goes, that's not... And now
she thought about the connection she had with the other person.
Yeah, like, I had done something like that. But now what do you do if somebody murdered someone and you want to forgive them? Maybe that would be a little harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even want to try to pretend. My whole thing is just to give homage to this person, not try to know if I'd be able to do it or not. I don't. No, I would fucking hope I would be able to, because when I heard this woman... So they go around and they do lectures on drunk driving.
Yeah.
The mom and the... You know, it's like, you know, that's just amazing. And like, it does make you think the daughter didn't die in vain.
Yeah.
It's like, it really, you know, could are there different levels of forgiveness? Could someone go, I'd forgive so I wasn't waking up with rage in my body every morning, but I don't know if I could then go around and tour with that person. That's
person,
okay, too. I get it. There's different levels of forgiveness. I think mostly you want to get the rage out. If there's still, okay, but I still don't, I get it. But you got to admit, that woman is, I looked at that TV and I went, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
It makes you wonder if she does if she is reminded of it, or if she does have to deal with those feelings, or if she's managed to compartmentalize it now, or if she actually has to confront it when she sees the guy, you know?
No, it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
It's a girl. Well, I would imagine, and because it's been so long since I've heard the story, that...
I was just going to make a horrible joke.
Oh.
I was going to say lady drivers.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of some...
yeah. Like a real...
By the way, there's another thing. You know what I love? Constantly slipping into social, women drivers. That was said. That was said. Like, and there's still somebody thinking that. Like, that's fucked. So there's a great... Oh, damn, everything leads to everything. That's why, like, when we talk about, like, you know, there had to be a comedian on stage, and when you got to admit, women drivers are whatever year, by the way, it could have been 2015 in some place,
sure,
but I go to the year where it was definitely being done, you know, not the stereotypical lady drivers, but no, 88, somebody go, you got to admit, ladies, you're in the thing. So you do that bit one day. That's not, there's no curse words in that bit. There's no, it doesn't sound like fuck women and fuck everything about them. So it's not there's no mean words. There's no viciousness in the joke. But guess what? I'm sure the comedian, an audience, evolves past that of like, women are bad drivers and guys are this. That's everything we don't want.
Yeah.
You know, you just, we want to just say, no, everybody just watch what they do and judge them on it. They don't have to make a mass judgment of, come on, but you got to admit. I love when people do that. Yeah. Come on, you got to admit that that group's this. No, I don't have to fucking do anything. Yeah. You think you're going to bully me into making generalizations, you know? Because they always think they're so sharp with them. Oh, really? Like, this group doesn't definitely do that? No, no, I don't think that.
Yeah.
I don't think that. Culturally, yes, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I get it why in urban areas that black people might be good at baseball because it was a sport you could play if you didn't have a lot of money.
Yes.
And yeah, I get that. Yeah. But no, I don't think you're born with, you know, what are we talking about?
Lady drivers.
Oh, lady drivers. No, I don't think you're, you know, born. So anyway, that's like another example of like you go do that joke one night and then that person, you know, they get in the car. They're like, oh, my God. Picture them talking to somebody on the way home
or yeah.
cell phone, if they had a cell phone back then in 88 going, you know, my bit where I say, you know, women drive, that fucking crowd, like, there was like a collective sigh, like. Yeah.
I guess it was a bunch of ladies in the crowd or something.
Yeah, or something. PC.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, come on. Like, I'll admit it. Like, girls do, hey, you know, you do stuff better than us, but some stuff we do better than you. I can't. Oh, you can't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Really. That's yeah. really, that, believe me, that mirrors the Jerry Seinfeld thing just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so, Jake Adams. Can you fucking believe it?
What is he doing?
Has he right been now? Sitting on the side of the road?
Jake,
were you sitting? No, he wasn't. He pulled back onto the road.
Yeah, he's got to.
But he's waiting.
He's got to go somewhere.
Well, he has a special button on his car now when he hears his name on any podcast. He bought it from Blake Wexler. Boop, 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 boop. So let's hear your impersonation.
Even when it's, wait, now does it go off when someone's, or only if he's listening to the podcast?
No, it goes off in his car even if the podcast is off. Like, it's a, he has a big antenna.
And then it turns on.
Jake
subscribes.
He knows. He has an antenna on the back of his car. Blake has it, too. It's literally 75 feet tall, and it bends over.
It's a podcast. It's a Google alert.
It's a Google alert for podcasts.
Yeah.
It bends over to his front bumper. You know how when they tie it, because it's such a long antenna?
Yeah.
And then, so, here he is. He heard it. So, let's hear your impersonation of Jake Adams.
So, we're doing it now?
Well, yeah. Well, we do it like what we're on the show.
We'll pretend. Well, let's just So
pretend it's the show,
yeah,
and I need
totally because he does the sound.
And don't make a mockery of him. If you do a really one where you can get his voice,
yeah.
But don't. You're not
but
gonna.
You know that you've heard it. You've heard it. You know the one. Or did you think when I called you? I called you with.
You were playing the recording of him.
No,
yes,
that was me yesterday.
Oh, shut up! Stop it already.
That was me doing it yesterday.
Let's do this. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back,
good call.
By the way, to George Carlin, when we come back, the first thing you're going to hear us talk about. I made a promise.
Yeah.
First thing is. Chris's James' impersonation of the
Young Jake Adams.
Of Young Jake Adams. We'll do like a pretend show. So this is going to be really good. I'm very excited about
we'll
it. I thought you were playing a recording of him the other day.
We'll come back and it'll be like it's the show. Like, it'll be like,
oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, we'll be like we're at the.
Come back and you'll just assume you're Jake Adams and you'll do impersonation of him.
Totally.
Okay, so, well, guess what, everybody? We
can pretend like we're at Black Horse Motors even.
I had a friend named Campbell. He'd cheat and steal and gamble. And I guess he tried most everything low down.
You're listening to a hotel version of the Todd Glass No Show. This isn't even a show. This is crazy. Other podcasts are shitting in their pants right now.
I watched a television program.
It was not as good as this. Listen, we were going to come back, and we said to George Carlin with the impersonation of
Jake.
To Jake. So what we're doing, so we're not coming back and teasing you and baiting it, but our ice cream came. So what we're going to do is we're going to interrupt it, and we're going to eat our ice cream, but we want to eat it on the air with you because you can go get ice cream too. So when we're done the ice cream, then we'll do the Jake. He'll do his impersonation of Jake. And it's going to be really good. And Jake, I want you to pull over when we do this, okay? So why don't you bring the ice cream over? We'll talk about how good it is. And you pause this and go get your own ice cream. We're going to eat ice cream together. By the way, I give a... Can you give the plate, too? You know
this
what? Can
fancy,
I tell you?
Fancy.
Yeah. Not a good amount. Not even for a hotel. Like, and this, and they're not full circles.
No, you're right.
Like the ice cream, you could tell it was probably hard when getting it out of the wherever it's at. It's probably like really frozen. But I'll tell you how it tastes here in a second.
It does have this strawberry garnish
Yeah, there's like little pieces of strawberry all around the plate sticking up in the air like they're walking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mmm.
How is it?
Very good. Are you eating ice cream at home with us? Look, we're not stupid. We just wanted to have a little bit of the ice cream with you.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do...
You know what my brother used to tell me about ice cream? This is true. He said... I don't know if he was messing with me, but he said you could tell a good ice cream by the weight. The heavier the ice cream, the better the quality.
You know, he's right, because when you get some cheap and it's mostly ice milk, you can tell it has no weight. Your brother was right.
Yeah, he always used to talk about the weight. And then he always uses it. He, like, if I ever show him ice cream, he said, let me take a look at that, and he'll... hold it in his hand and feel it.
Right, even at the ice cream place.
Yeah, he'll feel it and he'll say, nah, it's no good. But he's kind of doing it as a joke, you know? Like, it's he's funny, being funny about it.
You know what else you can tell that with? When you want a significant other. You always lift them up to see what their weight is. Yeah,
absolutely. But wait, were you saying that the in that bit, does that mean that the quality of the person is... bad if they're over.
No, they're better if they got a little.
I see, the heavier.
Oh,
the better.
Yeah, the heavier.
I
the
got
better.
You. Yeah, I like that bit. There.
Sure, I try. I'm not going to go mean with the bit.
No.
Skinny people are fucking idiots.
I'm skinny though.
No.
That's like my thing. I'm actually skinny.
Ladies. Why are skinny people so angry? I'm just kidding.
Some lady told me one time when I was walking onto the stage at. For a show, before I got to the microphone, she said she was drunk. And she yelled out, why don't you eat a few more fucking cheeseburgers? That's what she told me.
Ooh.
Rude, eh?
And who is that person?
Some rude lady, and I've never gone back to do that gig again, even though it's a great gig, because I always think about that, and it hurt my feelings for weeks.
Why don't you eat another cheeseburger?
She was saying I was too thin in it. Oh, God, it hurt my feelings. It's so much.
Let me tell you something. Everybody gets their feelings hurt. You just luck out if you're aware of it. Or you end up somebody that thinks you don't. It's not one or the other. Now, I'm not saying other people aren't more secure, but part of being secure, even though it seems so like you would read it on a quote in a doctor's office, is admitting your insecurities. That's the genuine way to maybe, if there is any. But most people, yeah, everybody gets their feelings hurt, and you just have to be able to admit it. But I would like people that would go like, I don't know what made... Oh, because your story about getting your feelings hurt. Did it get your... Oh, yeah, because it's like... It's so judgmental. That like, it's like, what? And anybody can tell you, don't let it bother you. You didn't lose sleep over it. You're not losing your appetite. Well, you already had that problem.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm sorry to mean to tag on to her harassment towards you. Why don't you eat a cheeseburger?
You're re-victimizing me right now.
Yeah, you know, some people go, you know what you should have said to her?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say to me.
Well, yeah, and my instincts are, but they know, you know what you should have done? Just keep walking.
That's what I did. I didn't mention it.
Right.
Well, I didn't
And you punch her right in her cunt when she's not looking. All right, was that mean? Yeah. I earned the right to make those jokes. Plus, I felt this segment needed a little bit of zip.
That's not even a show, though.
It is not a show. And
like,
you know
if it
it's
was
so
an
funny?
Actual show, you would have to consider segments.
Oh, stop it if it was an actual show. I wouldn't even be...
Yeah.
If. Why would you say if?
That's sad.
No, yeah, it's not if. So anyway, that was our ice cream segment. And when we come back to George Carlin, some people would say we abused the George Carlin rule, and I... and
edit the to George Carlin out.
I don't want to go back and edit anything out. So what I do is I offer you an apology. It did. It threw it into a gray area. I thought it was all right. I'm too George Carlin, I'm being honest, because...
It's my fault, too.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I thought it was okay because we came back and we acknowledged it right away. We didn't keep you waiting like, oh, and that was the joke before. So we came right back and said, you're not going to hear
but
the...
But you wanted to do the proper way because you...
I did want to do it the proper way.
I wanted the ice cream.
Stop. Woe is me.
Let's
move on. I wanted the ice cream, too. So we interrupted it. And we did a little ice cream segment. So now,
what's up?
Now is what I meant to say. You heard a little glitch there because I paused it. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. James,
Chris,
Jake Adams. Now you're going to want to pull over, because when we come back, the next thing you're going
to
hear.
He may have gotten to his little
bit. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Hotel No Show. Live, no show from Montreal. Our non-guest is Chris James. We're going to have him on a show when we do one. We'll be back with Chris's James impersonation of the Jake Adams you remember before he took his road trip across the highways and the byways. Right now, Jake Adams is driving across the country in his Prius, his black Prius, heading towards Vancouver. And when you come back, we'll be doing an impersonation. Chris James is going to be doing Jake Adams. We'll be back. You've got to try a little kindness, in a little kindness. Oh, hi, Jake. How are you?
You gotta start again because I completely forgot.
No, it's okay.
I completely forgot.
It's okay. We leave all this. Okay. Too much work to start over again.
Okay. Say again. Say.
Hey, and by the way, and we had this planned a few different ways, and I just want to let go of that. We thought maybe we would do the show. Like, just may pretend we're doing the show, but instead I came out and I just blew it right at you.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's all right. You'll do a good one. But you're going to do it and you're going to commit. And I've seen it and it's freaking me out. It's so good.
It's very good.
Okay, here we go.
There's a but they had a thing that was an online thing.
Oh, a competition?
And this was first. Mine was first. So I don't want to, but it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so here we go. So, hey, Jake, how you doing?
Hey, I'm Jake. I'm Jake Adams. Look at me.
Oh, Jake, could you get that the cue ready that I need?
Oh, there it is, Todd. Look at me. I'm Jake Adams.
Hey, Jake, so I heard your dad listens to the show.
Hey, but look at me, though. I'm Jake Adams. I look like Richard Gere when he's young.
All right, don't keep playing that song over and over again.
But I'm doing that stupid bit that I do where I keep pressing the thing and I don't know how to do it. It's so stupid.
Oh, I can do a better impression of him.
I tell you something? That's freaking me the fuck out.
You thought it was him?
This is why, listen to what I'm saying, and listen up good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why we have a safe word on the show. Mm. This is why we have a fucking safe word on the show. And when I mess with it, I genuinely apologize.
Yeah, yeah,
I genuinely apologize. Like, we were going to come back and do Jake Adams.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't want to, I really wanted to come back and do it. But we said we're going to eat ice cream. We let him know right away. So thank God. Potato salad. Potato fucking salad.
Yeah.
That's fucking freaky.
Really?
Yes.
Because that was B. That was a B. That was
B.
A B reel. Yeah.
Oh my God! I don't
do it here. I'll do it. I'll really.
Sure.
I'll
sure.
say one of his lines. I'll say one of his lines.
Okay, that's fucking freaking him out. I bet he. You know how I laugh when James Adomian does me because it's so. I have to admit, it sounds like me.
He probably thinks he's on. He thinks he's on the podcast.
He thinks we probably took his voice and we're chopping it up
do.
Or he's laughing hysterically that
totally.
You've got it down. It's the quality of it. It's all the quality of it.
Well, it's
nuances.
It's nuances. Because a lot of people can go and they just hit the real sort of, mini boom buzz. And they're you talk about it. They hit the real, but some of the subtleties.
Okay, so hey, Jake. Oh, no, don't play that. Don't keep playing that, Jake. Yeah, don't, you're not playing. Here's the song I want you to play. No, don't play this song. No, don't play, Jake, stop. Don't play the song that goes dun, 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 dun. No, that's the one I'm talking about. Don't play that one. No, don't play that one. No, Jake, listen to me. You hear what I'm saying? Don't play the song that starts out. Don't play that one, okay? No, Jake.
I don't know how to do it.
No, you don't. Okay, but just try to listen. All I'm saying is you don't have to know how to do anything. Don't keep playing the song.
Okay, I won't. I'm not gonna keep playing it.
No, Jake, you just did it again.
You said to not play what?
Don't play the song that you keep playing.
I won't. Don't play that.
When I start talking, don't start playing.
Which one? This one? That's the one?
Yeah, don't play that one.
Okay, I won't. I know.
Okay? Jake!
But that's a different one.
No, it's not. It's the same one.
But it's a different part of the song.
No, Jake.
Yeah?
Okay, let me play it for you for real so you know what not to play.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
I'm not going to play it
Let me play it for you because I think you're having a hard time. This is the song that I don't want you to play. I'm playing it now so I can give you an example of it.
I understand.
Here it is. Okay, don't play that one. Okay,
when do I play?
Never.
Not at all.
Never.
Okay.
Okay. So hey, Jake, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Jake, what did I just say?
Did you play the song?
No, I didn't. This is weird. You sound like him. It's freaking me out.
Yeah. Should I stop? Should I stop talking like?
Do it again, like when he's acting like.
Do you know what's weird? Is I started to get confused. Like
I thought he was here.
Me too. No, I started to think that, you know, because I listen to the podcast.
Uh huh.
I started thinking, am I listening to the fucking podcast right now?
Let me freak you out. Yeah, yeah, I actually have a podcast here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just get it.
And we're going to hear how similar it sounds.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll just play. Oh, this is the one where Jake's telling the story about.
This is one that you didn't air?
Yeah. No, this is actually one that we did air.
Okay.
This is Jake. He's talking about his show that he does with the props. I'll try to drag it to where he's talking about the props right here.
So I got this stupid prop show and whatever, I don't even know. It's like, it's comedy and I do comedy with props and...
Jake, why don't you tell the audience about your show?
Fuck you, Todd. Shut the fuck up. This is about me, you piece of shit. This isn't about you. It's always about you. This is about me and my fucking show, okay?
Okay, that was a Jake. Now that's... you don't hear that and think you do an impersonation of him?
I'm trying to be humble.
Don't be humble. Do him driving down the road right now. May pretend we're driving down the road. It's Jake Adams. How would he be driving? Because he's driving down the road right now. He's on a. You know he's listening to this on his road trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So this would be him driving down the road.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Todd. I'm Jake. I do a stupid fucking prop show.
Wow.
Uncanny.
What time is it? Seriously.
7:50.
Oh, it goes so quick.
Yeah.
Well, now that we did, first of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I've not done a show four times in 3.5 years.
That's a very confusing sentence.
I have not done a show four times in 3.5 years. Okay, in 3.5 years, there's only 4 shows I've missed.
Yes.
But this, I'm going to be honest with you, is the best. The other shows, when I don't have a show, I come on, I say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't have a show. This one, this is probably the best no show we've ever done, and that's a compliment. This is for no, and I think people, I don't want people to start getting like this, like, no, Todd, that was a show. Yeah. Don't get cutesy with me. Don't get fucking cutesy with me. And I only do this because of 0.5% of maybe someone that goes, yeah, I get the gimmick. It's not a show. It is not a show. Don't you can't know. Go fucking go, it still is, Todd. I get the bit, but it's still a show. No, it's not. So you got to judge it on that. If you want to say, to be honest, for no show, it still sucked, okay. But to me, for no show, it's pretty fucking good.
I went and saw Eddie Pepitone to his podcast today. Mm-hmm. That was
he had a show.
He had an actual show.
How was that? Was it as good as this?
Yeah, it was better, but it was a show.
Oh, of course. Oh, he did a real... Yeah. I thought you said he didn't have a show either.
He had a show.
Oh, he had a show.
So it was better, mm-hmm. but just a bit better. And that's...
Oh, not a lot.
Not a lot. And that's... crazy to say.
Wow.
This isn't even a show.
Blah, 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 blah. I want to talk about something completely different than I just talked about for no reason.
Monty Python.
Yes. So we're going to go to break. That's it. I have to go downstairs and do a little whatever they ask you to do downstairs at the Montreal Comedy Festival. Everybody's great here. Theater St. Catherine is... I have so much to talk about. Maybe we'll do another little podcast later, but they're just the best over there. Every night I've done midnight shows, and every single person on that staff, including the owners, are the best. I've been nothing but utterly happy at that venue. They're just the best. Theater St. Catherine. Alrighty, so Jake, don't do that. Don't play that music again, Jake.
I just don't know how to do it.
No, don't play this.
I just don't know how to do it. Hey, I just wanted to say, though...
No, don't play it again, seriously.
I know, I'm not gonna, don't worry. I'm not gonna.
No, you just did it again. Hold on, I don't like that song. I don't like the way we're going to close. I think we might just have to go to close on this. I'm sorry. No, don't play that.
I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna play it.
Jake, but you keep replaying it.
I don't even know how to play it. I don't even have a thing.
All right, don't play it again. Don't play it again.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
Don't play it again.
Check out chrisjamescomedy.com. It's a website that I...
No, I don't have time to plug it.
I don't have the button, Todd. I don't have the button. I don't know who's pressing it, but it's not fucking me. Okay, I'm not going to press it. You're pressing it.
Live. We're done.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.